Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Here's tonight's ESPN NBA doubleheader. The top teams in the Eastern Conference square at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Jason Tatum and the Celtics host the Bucks. Then the Grizzlies take on Steph and the Warriors. Our coverage tips with NBA Countdown. Malika and the crew at 7 Eastern. The NFL, the Steelers, they've been busy this offseason overhauling their quarterback room, starting with trading for Russell Wilson from the Broncos. Russ threw 26 TDs last season. The Steelers had just 13. Six of those touchdowns belonged to Kenny Pickett, but Pickett will now be backing up Jalen Hurts in Philly after the Steelers traded him. Pickett went 14-10 in his Steelers career, but the Steelers had one more surprise as they traded for Bears quarterback Justin Fields. They only gave up a sixth, which could turn into a fourth based on playing time. Dan Orlovsky back here with us. Man the man. There he is. Dan, have the Steelers figured out their quarterback situation?
Not figured out, definitely upgraded. To figure it out would mean that one or both of these guys, quarterback-wise, have really, like, fixed their fatal flaw. You know, Russell's fatal flaw has always been holding on to the football. Now he masked it because he created such ridiculous plays. A little bit of those have gone away. I still think he plays good football. Justin's fatal flaw is he's always played slower than necessary. And he hasn't, and I mean physically, he hasn't sped his game up. And I think for Pittsburgh to get the best out of them and to either have a really good starter in 1 year out of Russell Wilson or a potential future with Justin Fields, both of those guys have got to attack that. Let me give you two things, Molly, Mad Dog, and Stephen A. Who's going to get rid of the silly sacks, okay? In the last two seasons, Russell Wilson has taken 100 sacks. Justin Fields has taken 99. No other quarterback in football has more than 80. So who's going to minimize that? Because if they do, that helps figuring it out. And then the negative plays, those are sacks, fumbles, and interceptions. Over the last two seasons, Justin Fields has 145 of those. Russell Wilson has 135. No other quarterback has more than 115. So they're definitely upgrades in comparison to Kenny Pickett. But to sit here and say, figured it out, one of those guys is going to have to get a handle on both of those situations.
100% right. I agree. I think, Dan, no argument for me. They have gotten a little better. Maybe they get lucky that one of them turns out to be good. But remember about Fields. In the fourth quarter in his career, he's got a 73 QBR with 16 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. I hate to get data-oriented, but he has not been necessarily a good fourth quarter quarterback. And Wilson has had, let's face it, three at least subpar years in a row. Last year in Seattle, not good. First year with Hackett in Denver was terrible. Last year, somewhat better, but he wasn't great. So you are bringing in an older quarterback in Wilson and a young guy in Fields who has not shown that he could be a big-time player yet and hopeful that you catch a little lightning in a bottle. To say that, and in a very hard division where Burrow's there, Watson's there, and Lamar's there. The Steelers are a little better, but to say that they have the answer at the spot, I don't buy it whatsoever.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to sit up there and disagree with y'all from that standpoint to say that they have the answers, but the point is that they're better. And with Pickett and Rudolph and Trubisky, they went to the playoffs last year with a 10-7 record. I mean, damn, I'm happy. I'm very, very happy. I'm looking at it, and I'm saying you got a 35-year-old quarterback that's a Super Bowl champion, that is a nine-time Pro Bowler, that doesn't turn the football over much, doesn't beat himself, and, oh, by the way, hungry and feeling insulted. And not only that, he's got a bevy of weapons to work with in terms of Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren and Freiermuth and Pickens and these guys, right? And a defense that is easily top 10, top 5 in some people's eyes when you consider some of the things that they bring to the table. So you've got that going on. And then in a Justin Fields, you got a 25-year-old quarterback who is mobile. after years of watching the station, the statue that was Big Ben Roethlisberger in the last part of his career. I know he's a Hall of Famer. I know he's a two-time Super Bowl champion. And he's one of the great quarterbacks we've ever seen in NFL history. But the last 2 to 3 years of Big Ben Roethlisberger's career was pretty difficult to watch. And so I'm looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm like, you got veteran leadership, okay? You got a guy that doesn't beat himself. You got a guy in Russell Wilson that threw more touchdowns last season than the Steelers collectively have thrown in the previous 2 years combined. And then on top of it all, you got a quarterback. Remember, we were debating, who do you get, one or the other? They got them both. And they got them both for $1.2 million and a sixth-round pick that, in the worst-case scenario, can go to a fourth-round pick if Justin Fields ends up getting more than 51% of the snaps. I think that, combined with what the Steelers have in place personnel-wise already, makes them, it makes this situation very, very good for them.
Now,
very good.
Fair, Steve, but remember this. Right now, their quarterback play is fourth in the division.
Sure,
Lamar,
I know that.
Burrow, and last year Watson got hurt.
Well, it was fourth last year.
No, it wasn't, because remember, Burrow got hurt.
Okay. Wait, you would put Deshaun ahead?
Burrow got hurt, and I'm still telling you it was fourth. That's how bad their quarterback play was.
Fair.
Matt, if you want to make it big. You would put Cleveland's quarterback play ahead?
If you ask me right now, Dan, would I rather have Watson or the quarterback scenario with the Browns? Steelers. I'm taking Watson. I mean,
I would push back on that. I would, if I'm taking them in a vacuum, I would take the Steelers quarterback situation. Again, I think either of those guys has got to fix some of the things that has held them back. More than likely, Justin Fields, because he's younger, he's never been in this healthy of a situation. I would say this. I do think the Steelers need to add perimeter players, Stephen A., after the Deontay Johnson trade, because George Pickens has got to step up and be the guy now.
By the way, why the hell did Mike Williams pick the Jets over the Steelers?
$15 million.
Is that what
That's
it is?
Why.
It's just that simple, huh?
Yeah.
And $50 million.
And Rodgers. Mad Dog, here would be, like, listen, no one was a bigger fan of Deshaun Watson, you know, when he was in Houston and his play more than me. We're going on 3+ years of Deshaun's play declining and him not playing.
All right, I'm going to give you one. You got a game in the last 3 years that Fields or Wilson played a game like Watson did in Baltimore this year when he unbelievable and scored 35 points?
What, the
you got
second
a game,
half?
You got he was great in the game.
I watched Fields go on a 4 or 5 game stretch this past year. That was absolutely.
Come on. But against Washington? I mean, really? I mean, Watson went into Baltimore against a big-time team, outplayed Lamar, and scored 35 points and won the football game.
You have a game in the last three years that Wilson or Fields did that.
You have a half in the last three years. No,
I mean, Russell Wilson went on the road and beat Kansas City and beat Buffalo. I understand he wasn't unbelievable, but you have a half in the last 3 years from Deshaun that you sit there and go, looks like top five quarterback play.
Well, Hunter, he didn't play 2 years ago. He was out. He got suspended.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's what I'm saying.
And Wilson did not win.
Last year was his first full season.
And Wilson did not win in Buffalo. They lost. They did win, but he didn't play great in the game. Wilson played great. No, he lost that game.
I would not say that Russell Wilson and Justin Fields at this moment, I believe in them more than I believe in Deshaun Watson.
That's not fair.
I just wouldn't.
But the reality is Deshaun hasn't been healthy nor played at the level in 3 seasons.
I just gave you the game, Dan.
Half, Mad Dog.
No, he won the game. A game, half. The bottom line is the guy won the game. He scored 35 points. Do you have a game that Wilson or give me a game in that level against an AFC title team? Do you have a game in the last 3 years where you can tell me that Wilson and or Fields played on that level? And the answer is no. There isn't. So as a result, you got to say that Cleveland's quarterback situation is better than Pittsburgh's. To be fair about it.
Because of one half of football.
Forget about the half.
What do you mean? That's your point that you're using.
Well,
and
I gave you Justin Fields four game stretch last year. Has Russell Wilson in the last 3 years put together a half like Watson did in Baltimore against that quality of a team this past season? And the answer is no. He has not. Fields has never done it, and Wilson has not done it in the last 3 years. That's all you need to know.
I'll give you a quick second to respond, then I got to roll.
I would argue that the run that both of them went on when they went 4-0 or 5-0 last year, both played good football over a 4 or 5 game span that should be weighted heavier than a half performance versus Baltimore. That was manufactured by a pick six.
All right. To be continued. Mad Dog's face. It looks like you got him with that one a little bit, Dan.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Oh, it's time to make some money. You know what it is when you see that handsome face. Joe Fortenbaugh joins us now to get everyone ready for the NCAA tourney. Joe, how we doing? I'm diving right in because I want to get to all this action.
None of my music, but that's...
We're doing... Yeah, well, the music, a bit problematic. And also, Stephen A.
We could do the moves. This is it, right?
Stephen A., we missed you last week. Dog and I were a mess. We couldn't get lined up on anything. We were a total mess. We need your help.
I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm here for you right now.
Okay. Nobody tell me that I'm a homer. Someone wrote this question for me. A lot of people like UConn in the men's tournament to win it all. But what play do you like here, Joe?
I'm going with North Carolina at 13-1. It all comes down to pricing. You look at the other number one seeds, Purdue, Houston, UConn, they're all shorter than 6-1. North Carolina at 13-1, they belong in that category, but we're getting the better price. Now, why are they 13-1? Because you got an Arizona team that a lot of people like as the number two seed in that region. Arizona's been inconsistent. They got some bad losses on that resume. I'm not a big believer in them. North Carolina, top 25 in offensive efficiency, elite defense, great free throw shooting team, lots of Division I experience on that roster. Big road win at Duke, took out Tennessee this year. 13-1, I'd play the Tar Heels, fellas.
I'm going to roll with you on this one. The only thing that I want to add is that America Molly is lying. She is a homer, and she did write that question. Let's move on.
That's number one.
Go ahead, Doug.
I would take, what is Tennessee, Joe?
Hater.
They are 16-1. More on them in a minute. I've tried to tell you not to play Tennessee. You keep talking about Tennessee.
Yeah,
I don't know how many times
Tennessee.
I can tell you.
Dalton Connect.
Yes,
right. Why
yes,
are you stuck
sir.
On Tennessee?
Yes,
is that wrong? All right, can I keep it going?
You got the rundown settled, so go ahead. Take it away.
You are ridiculous.
Well, Steve,
I'm gonna,
Steve
agrees. You know what? I can't be here next Wednesday. Sorry. Let's talk upsets. What first-round upset are you all in on, Joe?
Samford over Kansas. I bet Kansas goes down. Now, you can take the 8.5 points, but Samford's sitting there at plus 250 on the money line. Comes down to a couple things. Kevin McCullough's already been ruled out for this game for Kansas. Hunter Dickinson's banged up. And more importantly, I want you to pay attention to the altitude. This game is going to be played in Salt Lake City. Altitude over 4,200 feet. Samford likes to play fast, and they utilize their bench. They got some great bench weapons there. Kansas has a terrible bench. They're already banged up. And outside of Fog Allen Fieldhouse this year, they have really struggled. This right here would be my top upset in the opening round. Take the points as well with Stanford.
That's a good
great
one.
Note.
That's
a good one.
Great
that's
a lot.
A good one.
See, he did his
that's
homework.
Yeah,
he dug
good
deep.
One. I
you
like that.
You should have looked at the weather report.
Also, like you didn't look at
should
the weather.
You didn't know about the altitude.
You didn't know about the weather.
Fat Rob doesn't tell
no,
you about that.
No, I know
that.
The game is where the game is.
Oh, but you didn't factor it in.
Jeez, that's a good one. I got to come up with one. I like that one.
Step your game up, Matt.
I'll make the phone call. Rob, what do you think? That's Stanford, baby.
To the Midwest region. We go where Purdue looks to finally make a deep run. Do you like the Boilermakers to get to the Final Four, Joe?
No, I don't like them. I don't like dogs, Tennessee Volunteers. You can't trust Rick Barnes in March and April. Maybe I end up being wrong on that, but I'll live and die on it right now.
Purdue, Matt Painter's been to the dance 14 times at Purdue. He's made it to the second round 6 times. I don't care about getting eliminated in the first round last year. You got to string together a lot of victories here to win this region. I'm not playing them. I play Creighton. They're sitting at 4-1. There's a lot to like. Top 25 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. Great free throw shooting team. Like we talked about with North Carolina, they are top 10 in the country in Division I experience. That matters in these late game situations. Molly, I hate to bring it up. They did beat UConn this year. That is a marquee win. Yeah. No disrespect to your Huskies. Just has to be brought up. Got to stay fair and balanced here.
Well, let me tell you this, man. I got this to say to you, Joe Fortenbaugh. I got Creighton winning their first round game, but I got them losing in the second round to South Carolina.
Well, that's going to be a problem for your bracket, not mine.
What is, can I ask a question?
I guess. Make it fast, though.
What is Illinois on the money line to win it all, Joe?
Illinois looks good. That was a good point.
I got them losing to Iowa State eventually.
You're doing a compliment.
You finally made a good point.
Well, actually,
good
how much
job.
Is it? What's the money line?
They're probably sitting somewhere right around 16-1. Tough region. Iowa State's in that region. Auburn's in that region. UConn. Yeah. Plus, Molly's trying to tell you not to bet it, dog. What are you doing?
Yeah, Molly's wrapped up with UConn. Take it easy, Molly.
Yeah, we don't listen to Molly. I mean, come on now. We know. We know she's not objective.
They're due to lose a game. They're also due to lose a game. You can't. One of these days,
they did lose a game.
I mean, in
the
tournament.
A big game.
I don't want UConn.
You don't have to take this, Molly. You don't have to take this.
I don't know why they're on.
I don't want UConn to lose. I'm a Hurley fan. I want them to win. But I got
to
admit,
welcome to the bandwagon.
If they lose, I would love for them to lose with Molly in attendance.
Oh,
I
want the camera. I want to see the camera
spotlighted right on her.
In Boston.
I haven't booked my ticket to Arizona.
She's not going to Boston.
Okay.
What, Boston next
you
weekend?
You don't
go
know
there.
Anything about
She's not going.
My
She's
life.
Not going.
So leave me alone.
Really?
The women's tournament tips Friday with a surplus of storylines. The women's tournament's really exciting, Joe. What bet are you looking at there?
Extremely exciting. You're dead on about that. So let's make a fun bet here. There's a special on ESPN bet right now. You can bet in the opening round that one team will double up their opponent. They'll beat them by as many points as, I don't know how to phrase it, 80-40, 60-30, twice as many points as their opponent. That's why we have the lower thirds there. Job well done, production team. Going back to the expansion of the women's tournament, 1994, I believe it was, they went to 64 teams. You've had 53 occurrences where this has happened in the opening round. Only 1 year did a team not score twice as many as their opponent. That was 2009. We got to lay minus 140, but if you want to have some fun, this right here is a good sweat.
That's a very good idea.
Joe's very good at his job.
He's sharp.
He doesn't miss
a beat.
Money,
but
he's sharp.
You
see how he delivered that?
Yeah, very good. That was a good one. He did a good
You're
job.
You're a hater
there.
Today. What's going on with you? You had like 8 vacations.
Everybody around. Orlowski telling me Watson, Stevie in a funky mood. JJ telling me where Tatum
is. I've been in a very good
mood. Not knowing the
how did I didn't make one mistake
course,
this entire show?
Knocking my Tennessee
I literally.
That's really what this is about.
All right.
You got Tennessee with it at all. And he just funked that. He just dropped it. That's
Mad
what
dog.
The attitude is all about. It ain't about
I
nothing.
I might
else.
Have stumbled over one of my scripts.
More
but
than that.
That is. I didn't mess any. Sam, did I mess up any traffic? No. Thank you, Sam.
I think we all know the recipe here. We need a gummy. We need a cocktail. We need Tennessee.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
it.
Seriously. What is the Caitlin Clark in Iowa bet? That's a good one, Joe. Must be fun with them. What do you have
I'd
there?
I'd love to play them. The problem is with the pricing, everybody loves Caitlin Clark. Everyone loves Iowa. I'm not disagreeing with that, but the bookmakers know that, so they bake that into the line. There's no value or opportunity there. It's no disrespect to the team. They're fantastic, but we're looking for teams that are undervalued. I think UNC a little undervalued as a one seed there.
That's a good point.
Fair
okay.
enough. All right. Joe, you're the best.
Thank
Don't
you,
forget to listen to Carlin versus Joe at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. And don't miss ESPN Bet Live 6 Eastern on the Deuce. And we will leave it there.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
America, you know what this is. Mad Dog, tell us why you're mad.
By the way, I love this outfit today.
You look amazing. Jeannie did a great job putting together a nice sport coat.
Your wife's name is Jeannie?
Yes.
My mom's name is Jeannie.
Oh, Jeannie.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
Very good. Jeannie's two N's and an E. Two ends.
Oh, cool.
Are you ready to go? Here we go. All right. Number one, the select committee of the NCAA tournament. Do they watch a ball game? They did a terrible, terrible job. We've seen some evidence of it already with Virginia. We discussed it. They put everybody to sleep. That performance the other night or last night there against Colorado State, that was a terrible job. They shouldn't have been in the tournament to begin with. They had a bad net, and they were a borderline team, and they stuck him in that tournament, and then they embarrassed everybody. That was an awful pick. And how do you do what you do to the Big East? Let me get this straight. The Big East has the best team in the country by far in UConn. They had a number 2 seed in Marquette, and they got a number 3 seed in Creighton, and nobody else goes? Seton Hall goes 13-7 in that conference and doesn't get an at-large. Did they not watch St. John's and UConn fighting out at the Garden?
Yeah.
And St. John's didn't look like a tournament team? And how about Providence? You know, Providence has 6 quad 1 wins. Michigan State's got like 3, and Michigan State's in. And I know they won last night. Hold on now. The Mountain West? 6 teams in the NCAA tournament, and the Big East has 3? Really? Oh, my God. And what do they have against UConn? Did you know in the East bracket, you have the SEC champ in Auburn, you have the Big 12 champ in Iowa State, and then you have the Big 10 champ in Illinois. What did UConn ever do? I mean, my God, that's the hardest bracket in the world, and then go look at Purdue's got. Nonsense in that's Indianapolis. Tough. They were all I could have done better. They told me while we stayed at the 2:30 in the morning, you should have stayed up all night for crying out loud. That was awful. Everybody knows it. Their seeds were terrible. They love the Mountain West. They buried the Big East and Virginia.
Yeah. Up high, up high. Phenomenal. You're so right about UConn. I was at the game against St. John's. I thought St. John's was maybe going to beat them. They won.
Oh, you were even you from you it means something.
They won their last 6 straight. Rick Pitino had them looking good. You're right.
You agree.
You're right.
Totally agree.
All right. I want to say one
atrocious
thing real quick. I just want to say one thing because I agree with everything you said, but I actually don't understand why you're mad. Because the NCAA never gets anything right.
Look at you piling on. I like that.
Why are you surprised?
He got right in front
of the point.
Camera.
Lay low. Well,
he never gets anything
so
right.
Many others.
On anything.
Yeah.
Fair.
NIL, transfer portal. Come on now.
You don't.
They don't get anything right.
You sound upset.
Yeah.
I'm upset about that.
Okay.
I'm not surprised they didn't get the tournament selection right.
You're not surprised,
right.
But you're upset.
Yeah, I'm upset too.
The pattern of behavior, Stephen A.
All right, number 2.
We're going to get you some meditation and yoga. All right, we're listening. Go ahead.
All right, number 2. Now, the games are on our network, and I work. I work for the Magic.
We know you got a big new deal.
What's it called? The Magic Kingdom. I work here. But, I mean, geez, and I know the games are on. I don't like it when the Chiefs play Miami in Hamburg. A great matchup. I can't stand it. I don't like it next year when the NFL will play the opener on Friday in Sao Paulo.
Oh, I want to go to that.
That's going to drive me crazy.
Oh, I want to go to Brazil.
We got the opener of the NFL. We got a team playing a game, and I hate that. And I don't like, listen, I'll be careful, but I don't like the idea that we start the baseball season and we don't start at Dodger Stadium with Ohtani and the great Dodger team. I hate, the game started at 3 o'clock in the morning in LA today. Think about it. How about starting the game at 6 o'clock at night? Play the game in Seoul at 10 a.m. That way it's 6 o'clock in L.A. At least they can watch their game, the season ticket holders, who spend a fortune to go to the games. And they play the game at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's 6 o'clock in the morning our time. This is the great Ohtani. This is the Yamamoto. This is the Dodgers. Why do we have to sit there on March 20th and feel we have to brand the sport? And I understand in money and I get it, but it's opening day. That is a special occurrence. Next Thursday should be the opener with everybody playing, the bunching around the ballparks, everything along those lines. We should not be playing any huge game, especially the first one of the year, playing at Dodger Stadium so the fans who are there for 6 months, it's a special occasion. I hate it when they do it. And the football does it, the NBA not as much, NHL starts, I don't like that either. Let's let them go there in May. And now you see the attendance. They had 15,000. They didn't even sell it out.
Oh,
it drove me crazy.
I didn't have a problem with the location as much as I had a problem with the time of the game. If it was on at a time in the States that we could be watching it, the location would not have bothered me.
Well, that's part of the debate here.
I understand.
3 o'clock in the morning in L.A.
You can't do it to kick off the season. You
and
can't.
It's the first game opening day. It's special.
You can't.
The president
people look forward.
The first
pitch. People look forward to it. The nostalgia. It's
springtime.
Springtime.
Nice weather. Outdoors. Oh, I can't.
I'm
I understand
you.
It's about the money, but boy, you agree?
Well, it's called the globalization of sports. We'll say that. And by the way, with football, they can go play overseas, right? They can go play overseas, and then they have a week to get back. Baseball has to do it on opening day because of the condensed schedule. Also, whoever is doing the camera angles today and the lighting, it feels a little bit different. You look great on camera.
You like it?
Really?
Yeah, you look great.
Well, you know,
he's been on like 8 vacations. He went on a boys' trip
today,
to play golf and tennis. Then he went to Anguilla.
65 years old
in 5 months.
Yeah.
Say again, what did you say?
Picture of him on a golf course in the islands.
Yeah, on the islands. That was his second vacation.
That's right. That was a good one. All right, number three. Did you see my co-host? I shouldn't say my co-host.
Oh, I don't know what this is.
I work for him. But did you see his picks with the Final Four? And not to mention Shannon Sharp. Shannon, can we have a little sex appeal with these picks? Look at Stephen A. He's got Texas. He hasn't seen Texas A&M in his Texas A&M played a game in his backyard. He drew the blinds. He drew them. He don't know anything about College State. You think he knows anything about Jimbo Fisher in Texas A&M? He knows nothing. And the worst is Shannon Sharp. Shannon, can we mix it up a little bit? Can we find your bracket? He took every number one seed. Oh, my God.
Where's mine?
Pathetic. You can't take every number one seed. Take somebody out and have a little fun. Have some juice with it. If you get it right, you look like a hero. He did the same thing on a woman's side. You guys with these Final Fours, you have to know how to fill out a bracket. Obviously, Stevie doesn't. Obviously, Shannon doesn't know how to fill out a bracket. You always take a region and you say, okay, this is the one that's going to be blown up. So you get off the one seed, you get off the two seed, you find something there, and you have fun with it. And if you win and you ever get the team right, you are a hero. The pick 4-1 seeds, anybody in America can do that. My 10-year-old can do that. Jeannie could do that.
That's mean.
You could do that.
Oh, I'm getting my bracket right now.
Wow.
You just ticked me off.
Wow.
Let me get my bracket. Let me get my bracket, you little hater.
First of all, with Houston, I jumped off that bandwagon because I watched them get annihilated by Iowa State. They got annihilated.
Look at this,
okay?
You little
That's
hater.
How I was.
Oh, she's going to take credit. She's got UConn and Houston in a championship game. That's
Creighton. Arizona, UConn, and Houston. What's wrong with that?
She took a Big East team and she took a two seed. That's not exactly going on.
So where's your bracket?
North Carolina lost to NC State.
Why didn't you?
And I couldn't bet on Arizona.
Tommy Tuff, you know what?
I did a bracket.
Why didn't you fill out a bracket in the first
day? I filled out a bracket. I showed some guts.
On the first day, ESPN first day.
Yes, I did one. I did a great bracket.
Let me see it. Where is it? Why didn't you pull it up?
We're going to save that. You want me to do it now?
Do you know why you're going
mix
off like
it up
that?
A little bit. Let me
it's easy for you to say because you always lose money. You take this very, very seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just filled out the brackets. Most of the teams in the country we haven't seen.
But you're a theater. You're in theatrics.
Hey,
you have some fun.
Hey,
Listen, a little bit.
Listen, I think that Texas A&M getting to a final four. All right then. I stepped out on a limb. Okay.
Sure,
I stepped out on a limb with that. Purdue, obviously, they got a weak region in a lot of people's eyes. So I think, all right, that's automatic. And North Carolina,
UConn,
I just want to go on against
that. I don't appreciate the shot at Jeannie or the shot at myself.
How about Shannon Sharp, 4-1 seeds?
Yeah.
You didn't see JJ do that. This is not the NBA. The best team always has to win.
I had Creighton
winning. Have some fun with it.
With Knox.
That's the three things.
With Knox.
Want me to continue? I got another one. No, that's enough. That's fine.
All right. All right.
You okay with all that?
I'm good. I liked it.
It was okay.
Yeah. It was good.
God, strike me!
Stop! Oh. Stop saying that! Don't say that out loud.
You like that? You wanted me to do it? I gave you one.
You are literally out of your mind.
I am not.
Totally. You're out of your mind.
I'll see you later.
Totally.
Okay. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The NCAA Women's Tournament First Four begins tonight, 7 Eastern 4 Pacific on ESPNU and the ESPN app, with Presbyterian taking on Sacred Heart. Then Columbia squares off against Vanderbilt. The West play-in right now features some big names. Luka and the Mavericks are seventh, tied with the Kings. The Suns and their big three are a half game back. And then you got LeBron's Lakers and Steph Curry's Warriors in the 9 and 10 spots. By the way, Mad Dog, you know that J.J. Redick has a new podcast out with LeBron.
I just did LeBron. That's a tremendous job.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Yep.
Is he a fan?
A fan of what?
First Take.
Oh, we've never talked about First Take.
How do you not get into the idea
First of all, he's not, and even if he did, he wouldn't admit it.
That's a good answer.
And that's life.
He's a big sports fan, though, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Likes the football, likes the college NCAA tournament, all that thing? Okay. Yeah.
Great guy, great player, and an absolute basketball savant. Him with JJ will be must-see.
Oh, you haven't started
basketball.
It yet.
No, they did. First
episode
yesterday.
Yeah. On the train
episode
ride.
Episode 2 is already recorded.
And every chance I get, I've been mentioning it.
So you go out there and do it with him, or you do it via Zoom? What do you do?
It'll be a mixture of both. The first four will be in person for sure.
How long? What, about 30 minutes?
45 minutes to an hour.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Look at that. J.J. Redick.
You know, I mean, I know you,
J.J. Redick, he's a BFD.
I saw him talking. I kind of, if I may.
Oh, here we go. Is this what this is?
I kind of want to see J.J. Redick get fired up. With LeBron sitting across from him,
They will. They're only
a little personality.
That
personality, let it shine. Let it shine.
Thanks for the show notes. You know what a pet peeve of mine is?
What?
Is when you release one thing and everyone immediately gives you feedback unsolicited.
Yeah.
It's just a pet peeve.
Yeah. Well, you do it. Why not me?
Okay. Well, listen, I'm only a hype woman, not that you guys need it. So leave me out of this. Okay, Stephen A., would it be bad for the NBA if these are the four teams that are in the play-in tournament at the end of the season?
And the four teams being the Mavs, Suns, Lakers, Warriors, yes, it would be. And the reason why it would be is because it would ensure that half of those dudes aren't in the playoffs. It would ensure that, Luka and Kyrie.
That would stink.
KD and Booker and Beal. More so KD and Booker, of course. LeBron, AD, Steph. At least, three or four of those players not in the playoffs at all. That would not be a good thing. I think the NBA has young stars. It should be promoting more. should be giving more shine to, and especially some of these home environments. I mean, to look at Sacramento last year when they were going up against Golden State, I'm talking about the crowd. I'm talking about the ambiance of it all. I think it's spectacular to see. Dallas's crowd is really, really great for their games, particularly when Luka and Kyrie gets going. We see all of that. And so, you know, you want to see that kind of environment come postseason time with the stars on the court. You look at guys like that, you know, from a talent perspective, all of them should be in the playoffs. But you got to produce. You got to win games. And unfortunately, if all of those were in the play-in, at least three to four of those players would not be participating come playoff time, and that would not be a good thing.
Now, the NBA, that would be a problem. But this is what the play-in thing was all about to begin with. Make sure that they play hard throughout the course of the year to avoid the one game. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're under 500, like Atlanta, or the Bulls are, it doesn't have as much juice. But these are four pretty decent teams. They're all over 500. The Lakers and Golden State, as Stevie just said, have a lot of Hall of Famers. So does Phoenix and so does Dallas. But the NBA, Jay, is a star-driven league. And if they lose LeBron, they lose Curry, they lose Thompson, they lose Devin Booker, they lose Doncic. That is a big hit if they lose four or five of these big guys for a best-of-seven series in the first round.
It's good for the NBA for the play-in ratings. I will say that.
Okay,
it's good for that.
They do well
there. It's good for that. But look, I think it's important to note, it's not like all of these teams would be out of the playoffs. You're still getting two of these teams, so you're still getting four or five of these stars. You go down the Western Conference, Shea, Jokic, Anthony Edwards, Fox, Sabonis, Zion, Ingram, Kawhi, PG, Harden, plus whoever makes it out of the play-in, there's enough stars in the Western Conference. I think the whole conversation around the next face of the NBA, the changing of the guard, we've talked about this for like a month now after the All-Star break. And I believe this. This year in particular, there's a huge opportunity for somebody in some team.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's a huge opportunity for somebody in some team.
It's and it does feel like a changing of the guard, just asking this question.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it's a change of guard, but it's a huge opportunity as well. But I would say this to you. The reason why I say it hurts is because, you know, you're the 7th or 8th seed, or I'm sorry, you're the 9th or the 10th seed. You're one and done pretty much. You got one more game. You'd like to see them. You've seen stars before go home in the first round. Hell, when Magic and the Lakers were winning, you saw Magic lose to Ralph Sampson and Olajuwon in the first round. You know, we've seen something like that happen before. We get that part. I'm just simply saying, you know, to have a best of seven and to not see them as a part of that, even though you've got three or four other dudes that's going to be in there. Those three or four dudes that's going to be out.
Stephen, this is the reality the NBA is facing.
Yeah.
This is the reality. And
you
let's
need
be
to
honest,
when
we talk star power, we've all seen the numbers. When we talk star power, it really comes down to two guys.
Yes.
It comes down to Steph and LeBron. And those guys are in the 9 and 10 spot.
That's right.
So as it stands today, one of those guys wouldn't be in the playoffs.
Well, maybe both because the 9.
Right. At least one. You're correct.
Here's a good question for you. Will the Mavericks, Suns, and Kings, who are separated by one game, and two of them are going to be in the play-in, will they be motivated as players the last five, six games of the year to avoid the one-game playoff?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
They got a little tweak, they go out there and they play the game?
Absolutely.
They will. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's important.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what the NBA wants. They want these
But look,
games
I think that's the difference between college and the NBA, right? College comes down to one game. You have an off shooting night, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
I joke all the time. Like people, I was like, every last game in the tournament you played at Duke that you guys lost and you didn't shoot well. I'm like, well, nope.
Yes.
I didn't shoot well. We lost. That's what happened when I played at Duke. You don't want it to come down. You want it to come down to a series. You want that guaranteed playoff spot.
The better team wins the series, and in a one game, anything can happen.
Right, exactly.
This would be the third time in 4 years that the Lakers are in the play-in tournament. Last year was the only time somebody in the play-in tournament advanced past the first round. But three times in the last 4 years to get to the playoffs, you got to play in the play-in tournament. I'm looking at the Lakers like, come on, fellas. Mm. Come on now.
Mm. Now, maybe it's
a top-heavy roster.
Last year, you had something good because Miami had
that was from two seasons ago.
Miami played in the play-in last year, got to the final, and the Lakers played in the play-in and got to the conference final. So last year, the play-in winners had a good run of success. I'm sorry to interrupt. You may continue.
Oh, you're not interrupting. We always want to hear from you. You're dismissed.
All right.
Class is dismissed. Go do your eight other jobs. Great to see you.
All right.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
ESPN Tournament Challenge men's and women's brackets are open. Download the app to get started. Create a group, invite your friends, and get ready for the madness. We've got a First Take group. Join us, play us. Mad Dog has one, Stephen A., myself. With the number one bracket game, the men's game closes tomorrow at noon Eastern. Get cracking, folks. The women's game, that's Friday morning, 11:30 Eastern. Let's dive into this. Mad Dog, which team, men's or women's, is under the most pressure to get the win?
This is a weird one. I'm going to say Purdue because it's about, on the men's side, it's about time Purdue do something in the NCAA tournament. You heard Joe earlier say about Matt Painter can't get out of the second round. They are a one seed. Last year they lost to Fairleigh Dickinson, a 16 seed. Now, to win it all, okay. I mean, they need to get, I would change the question a little bit with them. They need to get to a Final Four. There is no excuses for Purdue. They're in an easy bracket. Tennessee's there with them, but Tennessee has a lot of skeletons in their closet as well. Mm-hmm. I think, now I know that the obvious one would be, you know, maybe a, you don't, this is sort of a weird one because if they get to the Final Four, they've had a great year. But I think the Boilermakers need to win four games, so I'll say them.
Believe it or not, I'm going to say something that nobody would expect me to say. I'm going to say it's the Iowa women's basketball team.
I like that too.
With Caitlin Clark. Here's the reason why. I love this girl. She is something special. She is something to behold. But she's no champion yet. She lost in the national championship game to LSU last year. They were 31-7. This year, they're 29-1. You see South Carolina doing what it's doing. You see LSU saying, we ain't going away. We'll be around. We'll see you again. And she'll face them in the NCAA tournament in all likelihood. I just think with all the hype and everything associated with her and all the great players her name has been mentioned in the same breath as, it could be the multitude of women, the Diana Taurasis, the Maya Moores, and everybody else. So you can take the Candace Parkers, the Swoops, and Cynthia Coopers, throughout history, WNBA, collegiately, Cheryl Miller, the whole bit, all champions.
That's interesting.
That's a good answer.
We don't have time this week for you to rip apart his most exciting college basketball players of all time. Maybe we'll do it next week. But I want to finally hear.
It's an easy one to rip.
I want to hear your final four. Because you've been talking that talk all show. So let's go. Big time.
I'm going to take a three seed in Illinois. Connecticut due to lose a game. I'm going to take Tennessee. I said last week they're due to win something. So I'm going to take Dalton Connect. I'm taking Kentucky and Calipari. And then I'll take North Carolina.
So you'll listen. Your list is not much different than mine. You've got 2-3 seeds, a number 2 seed, and a number 1 seed.
Yeah, I got
2 number 1s. I got a number 9, and I had a number 2 seed. What's the problem?
Because you took Texas A&M, which is ridiculous.
Hey.
That's why.
Stop worrying about yourself. So who's in the championship?
Tennessee and Illinois.
And who's winning it?
Tennessee and Illinois?
You're that so is the worst. Stuck on
you should be
what is
drug
your obsession
tested.
With Tennessee?
Drug tested.
They're going to win it.
Why? Like, why do you feel that way?
I love the 2-guard.
Okay.
Connect. And Rick Barnes is due to get hot.
Illinois is
well, the officials alone won't let that happen. I want to read Tennessee and Illinois.
Hey, watch that Curly's watching
Stop
you.
Stop it.
Coach of the year.
Stop.
I love him, too.
Way to jump off the bandwagon,
that's
buddy.
A good point. Yeah. If not there, I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. I'm only playing.
Iran, cue. Good job.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.